The big problem in this day and age is that people do not have a proper orientation to Judaism. It's a big problem, and it affects virtually all the groups. No matter how observant you might be, it all depends upon what your basic what you're searching for, what your basic understanding of Judaism is. What is Judaism attempting to do? Now, for many, many people, they look at it purely as a religion, with the sense of searching for a religious panacea. You can see that. People turn to it in times of illness or misfortune and other things. And under a state of duress, people are desperate. They'll search for anything. So there's a powerful force within them, a lot of guilt, a powerful force within them to believe, to allow themselves to believe that if they do certain activities within Judaism, it'll bring about miracles. The search for miracles. Basically, people are involved in a search for miracles. And Judaism is not about that. Even though, of course, miracles take place in the Torah, there's a role for miracles, but it's not the way they imagine it. Judaism is not telling you to grab onto this religion, perform its rituals, because they contain powers. And as a result of these powers, these things will solve your problems. All that is just not true. Now, in a certain sense, maybe it is true. You see, a lot of these things depends what you mean. That there is a truth, you could tell a person, if a person asks you, does Judaism have the solution to my problems in life, and my unhappinesses, and so forth, the answer is yes. But in a certain sense, that is to say, it is God's direction as to how a person ought to live their life. And if a person immerses themselves and studies Judaism, and not just studies Judaism, but work on yourself, it's all about perfecting yourself into becoming a better person. And as a result of becoming a better person, you fulfill the purpose of life. But there's no guarantee. There's no guarantee that you'll be wealthy. There's no guarantee you'll have children. There's no guarantee of anything. There's no guarantee that you won't become ill. It wasn't structured that way. Is there reward and punishment? Yes. Is there divine providence? Yes. Does God protect the righteous? Yes. Does all of this manifest itself in a way that we can demonstrate it to you statistically? That this population does not get illnesses, this population does. Well, these people, once they become Jewish and religious, etc., their diseases go away and they become wealthy. Is it something which I could demonstrate to you statistically? What's the answer to that question? The answer is no. If this could be demonstrated, I guarantee you the entire world would be Jewish by this point in time. No one would hurt a Jew. So, it's there. There's a phenomenon of divine providence. But people don't want to confront the realities that good people suffer. Or ostensibly good people. People do suffer. And there's no visible difference. People that daven three times a day, all the panaceas, and that's why we should not grab on to panaceas. The Tehillim groups that have been formed, and this whole new phenomenon about saying amens and shouting amens, all of this is a departure from Torah. And you're taking the Torah, which is intended to guide you and to elevate you, and you're making it into a good luck charm. You're endowing it with spiritual, mystical qualities which it simply doesn't possess. And intelligent people will see through this. Foolish people will grab onto it. Intelligent people will see through this. And it's sheker, it's all lies. You're really tormenting people. People with tremendous... All religions do the same thing. Faith healing. They try and convince you that they've got the panacea. Judaism does not have that kind of panacea. Does not have it, doesn't offer it to you. It's not offering you miracles. It's not offering you cures. If that is the reason, if that's what you're seeking, you're going to be disappointed. I'm not saying I wouldn't tell a person don't practice Judaism. I'm not going to say that. But because you could start practicing it for that reason, and hopefully eventually you'll come to a realization of what it's about. It's different than any other religion. It is the search for living a life which finds favor in the sight of God, in which you fulfill your own nature, in which you perfect yourself, in which you attain the good. There's no question that there's a phenomenon of divine providence. To the extent that you perfect, the goal is to perfect yourself. that's an end in itself, regardless of whether you get any special breaks, so to speak, from providence or not. That's not the purpose. The purpose is for the individual to perfect their soul, to fulfill their purpose, to attain the good, to find favor in the sight of God. That is the only happiness that man can attain. That's the goal of Judaism. At the same time, Judaism does maintain that there is a phenomenon of divine protection. But you have no way of knowing how it's going to manifest itself. And this idea of making predictions that if you do such and such, then such and such will happen, is a degradation of the whole system. It doesn't work that way. So that it's very difficult for a person to know. And even the ways of providence. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know the ways of providence. He knew more than most, than anyone else. He was the greatest prophet. But he prayed to God to show me your ways. It is funny. When you look back on your life, if you were able to look back on your life with a degree of real wisdom and to point out what might have been evidences of providence, it's very likely it'll turn out in a way which you wouldn't think. Person wins a big prize and so on, things like that, that he'll ascribe to divine providence. Because he's got a false, it could be, I'm not saying it can't be, it could be, but the notions that people have are absurd. Because people do not have a sense of what the good is. And essentially the good is all these materialistic things. They're pursuing all of the materialistic things, wealth, health, and so on, longevity, whatever it is. And they're looking for the means. They're using Judaism or religion. For them, it's just religion as a means of obtaining a certain type of security and protection. Not through real merit, not through real self-improvement, but from being able to access the magical instruments which they believe lie within Judaism, to unleash the powers. That's spiritualism, that's mysticism, that's Kabbalicism. All of that is the same thing. It is taking the system of Torah, transforming it from a system which contains wisdom and knowledge. That's the essence. And you have to use your free will and perfect yourself. That's what Torah is about. And they are transforming that into magical forces that have the power to influence, to create all kinds of angels and things of that sort. That whole derech, that whole way of thinking is a big tragedy. It's a big falsification of Judaism. And it's permeated the world today. Very few people can resist it. That's why you have the phenomenon of Tehillim groups. Again, it's not to study Tehillim. They're making it into some kind of magical charm, and you could see. That's why it has to have some kind of ritualistic formulation where they complete the book and a number of people, it's a chain, and then it forms the letters, numerical values, all of these things that partake of a certain mystical, magical way of thinking, ascribing powers to numbers and so on and so forth, which they have no understanding of whatsoever. And they may read something which seems to be in line with that kind of thinking, and it's a distortion, it's a falsification, and you're left with nothing. You're left with absolutely nothing. It's the same thing that took place with the Messianic movement, with the Chabad and the Rebbe and the Messianic phenomenon. They convince people that if they believe in something enough, if they believe it, if they chant it, if they yell, we want Mashiach, or we do certain activities, these people became absolutely convinced that he's the Mashiach, and it's just got to happen. There's no way it cannot happen, and it has nothing to do with reality. They can't imagine that something that they believe in so powerfully can't be true. It's got to be, because I believe in it. And it has nothing to do with reality. After all is said and done, it doesn't bring you one step closer. It takes you very, very far from God. It does not bring you closer to God. So we have to be very, very careful to be on guard against this kind of thing. That emotion, in my opinion, is connected to the idolatrous emotion in man. It's a very powerful emotion. That's how all the other religions succeed. it activates that desire within a person for security, for a special connection. We all have tremendous fears. The insecurity of people is very powerful. The need for protection is very, very powerful. And instead of approaching it correctly with their minds, what is the resolution? How do I achieve a certain degree of security in this world? What do I do with problems that you have? What do I do with illnesses and so on and so forth? They are searching for the panaceas. That's the problem of our times as far as Judaism is concerned. The real Judaism is an unknown and unpopular religion. That is a Judaism in which people are really searching for the truth. These people are not searching for any truth. And that's the tragedy, because the real benefit of Judaism is not in mindless ritualistic performance. It's contingent, it's ideas. It's contingent upon you discovering those ideas and living by those ideas. So you could practice Judaism for 1,000 years and not access what it's about. The mere practice, the mere ritualistic performance is not going to do much for you. Unless you're a mystic who believes that there's an intrinsic mystical values in all of these activities. So that if you do the mitzvah, you have an impact on the cosmos, that kind of thinking. If you subscribe to that kind of thinking, go right ahead. But you're not getting Judaism. You're not getting Torah.